Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
John Fund now joins us. He, of course, writes at National Review, and he is the author of, well, he wrote the book on this with Hans von Spakovsky, his co-author, Who's Counting? How Fraudsters and Bureaucrats Put Your Vote at Risk. Does Donald Trump have a legitimate concern here when he puts it in a somewhat inelegant way that this election could be rigged?
The polls, Pew Research being among them, say that only 31% of Americans after the last election had confidence their votes were tallied accurately. That means we have to pay attention to people's concerns, some of which are valid and some of which are, shall we say, like internet conspiracy theories. So we got to separate the wheat from the chaff. I don't think that we're in imminent danger of having our electronic systems hacked from overseas because they're very decentralized. It would be very hard to pull off something like that. But obviously, given the cyber terrorism that we've seen, we have to pay attention to it. The real concern is what happens at the polling places. And there, I think Donald Trump does have some legitimate concern. The Supreme Court has ruled that voter ID is constitutional. It's not a burden on voting. But these, shall we say, very liberal judges that have in North Carolina and Wisconsin and Texas thrown out voter ID laws are going against the spirit of that Supreme Court decision, which, by the way, was written by the court's then most liberal justice, John Paul Stevens.
Yeah, I mean, that is interesting, and a lot of people are very concerned. It does seem to be that the appeals courts are at variance with the Supreme Court guidance on this matter. But I want to go back to this idea of attacking the voter machines. You say it's decentralized, and I think that you're right. It would be hard to have a wide-ranging impact. But we all know that there are certain election areas that are very important when it comes to getting the votes in the Electoral College and carrying a state. For example, in Virginia, we often talk about Loudoun County as being one of those. If you just targeted a few of them, couldn't you potentially swing an election if you could infiltrate the voting systems?
Yes, in theory. However, remember, we've had a form of electronic voting called optical scan, where the election results are tallied electronically for 30 or 40 years. There's never been a proven instance that that's been done. Doesn't mean it can't be done, and maybe there's some foreign or other actors that would like to try it this time. We do have to be vigilant, but I think we also have to remember that most of the problems we have at the polls are bureaucratic incompetence, which has nothing to do with fraud, and frankly just old-fashioned vote buying or vote impersonation or absentee voter fraud.
See, I always like here, John Fund, to go beyond, you know, pointing out what's wrong and at times ranting or maybe complaining about what's wrong and actually figure out what we can do to fix what's wrong. And it seems to me some of the shenanigans you are describing and concerns that you're describing that happen at our polling places, it can either be prevented or at the very least some whistles can be blown if we are more active in volunteering at our polling places. Is it as simple as that?
Well, vote fraud is a lot like shoplifting. You know, if you do three things and you run a retail store and you just put up a camera even if you don't have anyone watching it, have a security guard even if he's asleep, and have signs that say that shoplifters are going to be prosecuted, you're going to cut shoplifting by 30 to 40% just because there are lots of people who won't do something if there's even a small amount of risk attached to it. Voter fraud is a lot like that. If you let people know you're watching, if you let people know that there's some safeguards in place, and you know that some people are watching for aberrations, you can cut voter fraud dramatically. The real voter fraud, by the way, in Virginia, of course, is the fraud that Governor McAuliffe is perpetuating by individually signing 200,000 certificates allowing felons to vote, including sex offenders, including people with all kinds of serious criminal problems. He's supposed to look at each case individually. I don't think he can do that when he's signing 200,000 pieces of paper.
Well, he's going to sign them. He won't look at them. And I wonder if that will pass muster with the court that has already overruled his initial sweeping.
Will the court act before November 8th when those votes are counted?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good point. But your book is called Who's Counting, right? So how can we be counting instead of them be counting?
Well, we do need more and better poll watchers. You know, the average age of a poll election official is probably over 70. They're not necessarily sophisticated in electronic technology. We probably need to give credit to high school and college students if they serve in the polls. We also, there are groups like True the Vote, which is truethevote.org. They have a website which trains people in monitoring for election irregularities and election problems. And that's a good place to start.
I mean, and how do you think these voter ID differences of opinion are going to be resolved? Will they be resolved in time for the election? I noticed in Texas they've decided, for example, to sort of weaken their law in order to meet the lower court's appeal court's concerns.
Well, I think many of these laws will be restored after November 8th. But, of course, after November 8th, the laws will not have been in place. The real problem here is, you know, North Carolina, Wisconsin, and Texas all had had voter ID laws for several elections. The sound you hear is the sound that there were no complaints. In other words, these things were working. In fact, in Texas and in North Carolina, the plaintiffs didn't produce the name of a single human being who had been blocked or prevented from voting by these laws. Not one actual live human being. It's not beyond anecdotal. It's basically inventing fictitious people to worry about.
All right, we got to leave it there. John Fund, always good to have you. Yeah. Once again, the book is called Who's Counting? How Fraudsters and Bureaucrats Put Your Vote at Risk. You can also follow him on Twitter. You are on Twitter, aren't you, John Fund?
Twitter at John Fund.
There you go. And his byline at National Review. And I want to reiterate, we're going to take your calls on this. Thank you, John. I want to take your calls on this. What are your worries? What have you seen in the past? What do you think could be done here? I think that it's ingrained in the system. It's part of the Democrats' business model. That's why they were such huge supporters of groups like Acorn and others. But you just heard John Fund mention one group in particular, True the Vote. And True the Vote is represented in both Virginia and Maryland. Instead of calling in here and complaining about it, which we do love for you to do, are you actually going to do something about it? Can you make the commitment today to actually be part of the process and blow the whistle when you see something?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.